Amen, amen. We thank God for those announcements, and we ask that you govern yourselves accordingly. We thank God for each and every one of you who helps us and supports us and keep us going. Amen. We thank God for all of you. And we do apologize for the stream stopping, and we haven't had to restart it, but it's going well now. Just got me a little bit discombobulated, but we thank God for it. We're going to go into our message on this morning. We want to read our scripture, and we have a scripture on this morning. If you have your Bibles, turn in your Bibles to 1 Kings, 18th chapter. Turn your Bibles to 1 Kings. The 18th chapter, 1 Kings 18, and we're going to read around the 36th verse. We're going to expound on the entire chapter, but we're going to make it short. We're not going to be all day, at least we don't intend on. We're going to read with you, and if you don't have your Bibles, you can see it there on the screen. Amen? All right. And it reads, "And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, the Lord, he is the God. The Lord, he is the God. And Elijah said unto them, take the prophets of Baal, let not one of them escape. And they took them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook Kishon and slew them there." In the book of Romans, it says, "Nay, in all things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us." Nay, in all things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Before I start that, we're going to go ahead and we're going to have a video and then we'll come back. Going on with me this morning. I'm just compopulated.
Privilege, honor, and a pleasure to be in the presence of your anointing. Thank you.
Ah, no weapon, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Amen. Just tell somebody, no weapon, no weapon, no weapon. Tell somebody, no weapon, no weapon, no weapon. Amen. Tell them, no weapon, no weapon, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. There's just ain't one. There's just not one. No weapon, no weapon, no weapon, no weapon, no weapon. There just ain't one. No weapon, no weapon, no weapon. Yes, 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 yes. Just praise and praise and praise him, because you have the confidence in your God. You have the confidence in the God that loves you. Amen. That's supporting you, that's pushing you. Amen. No weapon. Let's pray. Most Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we come humbled before thee, God. We come humbled hearts and bowed heads today on this Sunday morning, God, the morning that you woke us up and gave us the strength in our bodies, the activity of our limbs. God, you gave us your anointing power, oh God, to rise, oh God. You gave us life, oh God. You gave us salvation, God. We thank you now, oh, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask, God, that you just continue to look on us, to bless us, Lord, to touch us, God, in a mighty way, God. Continue to look on our homes, wherever we may be, oh God. Look on our family members. Bless them, God. Those that are struggling, God, help them, God. Those that are going through sickness, God, heal, God, in the name of Jesus. Those that are grieving, God, oh God, we ask that you just look on them one more time, God. God, you know their names, oh God. You know those that are on the prayer list, God, and those that are not on the prayer list. God, we pray for them all. We pray now, God, for the enemies, God, for the haters, God, oh God, for the ones that talk about us and put us down and try to push us out. God, we pray for them now. God, forgive them, for they know not what they do. God, we ask, God, that you just continue, God, to bless, oh, in a mighty way, God. Bless us that we may be a blessing. But now, God, as we go into your word, oh God, we ask that you just look on us. Look on us from heaven. Pour the oil upon us. Let it run from our head to the soles of our feet, oh God, and just saturate us with your Holy Ghost. Oh, Father, and let us dwell therein, oh God. Oh, God, and let your word come forth, God, that it may prick a heart, oh God, that it may change a mind, oh God, and change a life in the name of Jesus. We'll be most careful, God, to not get the credit, oh God, but we give all the honor and the credit unto you. Oh, God, let one come and say, I yield, I can hold out no longer, but I give my life unto thee. God, we pray now, oh God, that you just do it right now, wherever they're listening at, in their homes or Facebook, YouTube, or the website, God, wherever they may hear my voice, God, we ask that you anoint it, oh God, and touch their hearts in the name of Jesus. God, let salvation be known this day that you are the God, that you're the true and you're the living God, and you are with us in the name of Jesus. God, let the meditation of my heart and let the words of my mouth be acceptable in thy sight. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, 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 amen. Oh, God, we thank you, God. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Amen. What are the odds? What are the odds? What are the odds? That's what we want to talk about this morning. That's what we want to talk about this morning. It seems like sometimes the odds are stacked against you. Amen. But what are the odds? What it looks like there's more against you than just you. The world is coming in on you. But what are the odds? What are the odds this morning? What are the odds on this morning? Amen. What are the odds? What are the odds? It looked like on your job, amen, they try to make it hard for you and give you the hard tasks. But what are the odds? What are the odds? Sometimes family just don't understand you, and they think that you're trying to be one that's disciplining everybody. But what are the odds? What are the challenges? What are the challenges? What are the challenges? I'm reminded there's a couple of sayings, and I'm going to put them up here on the screen. Actually, I'm going to make them big for a moment and make me small. It says, whatever the mind can conceive and believe, the mind can achieve. That was a quote by Napoleon Hill. And it also, and Paul Lee added his point to that. It says, there are three kinds of people in the world: the wills, the wants, and the can'ts. The first accomplish everything. The second oppose everything. The third fail in everything. Amen. The greatest achievements of mankind have been accomplished by two types of men: those who were smart enough to know it could be done, and those too dumb to know it couldn't. We got to confront the odds. If we're going to know what the odds are, we got to confront the odds. That's number one. We got to confront the odds, and many times we're faced with challenges, and some challenges are internal, and some are external. Some challenges are daily, and some challenges come, and then some may go. There are self-inflicted challenges, and there are challenges that are not initiated by you. Challenges are of the physical, and challenges of the mental, and challenges of the spiritual. I believe no matter what level of life we're on, there are challenges. The one that is in poverty has his challenges. And one that is wealthy has his challenges. One that is intelligent has challenges. One that is mentally challenged has challenges. The young man has his challenges. The young woman has her challenges. The elderly has their challenges. We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and we all have experienced a challenge in life. But thanks to the glory of God, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son to help us overcome our challenges. Somebody ought to say thank you. It's because of Christ and Christ alone that we could beat the odds. We couldn't do it without him. We couldn't do it without him. But there are many challenges. But yet it took only one Savior. Somebody ought to say, what are the odds? What are the odds? My beloved brothers and sisters, if we're going to see what are the odds, we have to confront the odds. And if we're going to confront the odds, we have to take those odds head on. In our scripture today, in 1 Kings in the 18th chapter, Elijah had went to meet King Ahab. And in the 17th verse, Elijah had predicted a famine. And because he had prophesied the famine, King Ahab wanted to kill him. And in the process, Jezebel has started killing off all of God's prophets. But here in the 18th chapter, Elijah had returned and he met Obadiah. And this is not the Obadiah that wrote the book Obadiah, but this was Obadiah that was serving the king, and he secretly served the Lord. And the reason I say he secretly served the Lord is because, amen, King Ahab and Jezebel didn't kill him. But he had saved 100 prophets in the middle of a famine and fed them bread and gave them water. But now Elijah had come to him and said, go tell King Ahab to come and meet me. Confront the odds. And Obadiah was first afraid, and he said, you're trying to get me killed, because if I go tell King Ahab that you're asking for him to meet you and you're not there when he get there, he surely will kill me. And Elijah gave him his word, and he said, Ahab will see me this day. So Obadiah went as instructed. And Elijah met with King Ahab. He met with King Ahab because God had instructed him to do so. His life was in danger. But he went anyways. There was more of them than it was of him. But Elijah went because God had instructed him to do so. Often we operate in flesh, but not in the spirit. Someone says, you're wrong, preacher. I always operate in the spirit, and I'm not of the flesh. Well, if that is true, then why haven't you acted upon the vision that God has given you? The one that has been burning for years inside of you. Yet you are afraid to take that leap of faith. The Spirit instructed you to start that business. But the odds don't look so good at this time. And you have not started that business. You want to marry her, but you are afraid to ask God. Yeah, she might reject you. He's tall, dark, and handsome. But I'm not going to let him know that I'm interested. There's a new position opening on your job. You want it, but you don't feel like you're qualified. You want to go to the next level, but you're afraid of what friends may have to say. You want that new house, but you don't know if the bank will approve you. In Elijah's case, the enemy is out to kill me. But God said, go anyway. They don't like me, but God says, go anyway. They don't worship like I do. God said, go anyway. They call me a troublemaker, but God said, go anyway. I'm not wanted there, huh? But God says, go anyway. They even pray against me, but God says, go anyway. I'll go if I have to go all by myself. If my mother don't go, if my father don't go, if my sister don't go, if my brother don't go, I'll go and confront the odds. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love and of sound mind. We must confront the odds. It may look like a slim chance. You think you're all alone, but I'm telling you, my brothers and sisters, when God says go, you got to go. You can confront the odds. You're not by yourself. God said, lo, I am with you. Thank you, Jesus. And the Bible, when you confront the odds, you cannot be afraid to contest the odds. I'm going to be out of your way real soon. I'm going to be out of your way real soon. My brothers and sisters, if you're going to answer the question, what are the odds? We must also contest the odds. Elijah met up with Ahab. And Ahab called Elijah a troublemaker. But because of the confidence that Elijah had in God, because of the confidence that Elijah had in God telling him to go, Elijah didn't back down to the king. The king could have had him killed on the spot. But Elijah told Ahab, he said, I don't trouble Israel, but it's you and your father's house that trouble Israel, because you have forsaken the commandments of the Lord and have followed after Balaam. Elijah told King Ahab, send to me on Mount Carmel. We're talking about the contest. Send to me Mount Carmel. You're 450 prophets of Baal. Send to me on Mount Carmel. You're 400 prophets of Grove. When you know that God has sent you. When you know God has anointed you. When you know, that God is with you, it doesn't matter the number or how many is against you. It doesn't matter who is against you. It doesn't matter, because if God be for you, who? Somebody say who? Who can be against you? Can I say that one more time? If God be for you, who can be against you? Contest the odds. Contest the odds. It was 850 of them, but only one of Elijah. Elijah told King Ahab to meet me on Mount Carmel, which was known as a place of worship for Baal. Even the place don't matter when you're walking with God. Meet them in the heart of their own territory. Meet them in their house, on their turf, and invite them all to come. Though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. How many of you know that God is with you? How many of you know that God is walking with you, and you don't fear the evil? They may throw the evil at you, but the song said it won't prosper. No, no, not one. You got to contest the odds. Contest the odds. They said that you won't last. Contest the odds. They said you won't make it, but contest the odds. They said you're not educated enough, but contest the odds. They said you don't qualify, but contest the odds. They said you can't work here anymore, but contest the odds. They said you have cancer, you gotta contest the odds. They said racism will keep us divided. We gotta contest the odds. They said they have changed the absentee ballot laws. You gotta contest the odds. Black on black crime is an issue in the community. You gotta contest the odds. Bad cops are killing our children. We gotta contest the odds. Balaam might be 850 prophets to our one, but we have God, and that's all we need. But let's contest the odds. God sent me. You gotta know that God sent you. You ought to tell somebody, God sent me. God sent me. God sent me. God sent me. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. God has sent me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. God has sent me. And when you know God has sent you, and you're calculating, what are the odds? And you know that you're contesting what the odds are. You got to know without a shadow of a doubt that we will conquer the odds. After we have confronted and contested, the Bible says, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. We can conquer the odds. See, we invited 850 prophets to the battle, but only 450 showed up. Check your Bible. Check your Bible. See, we already defeated half of them upon invitation, because they're scared to show up. They talk the talk, but they already know they are defeated. They praise, but defeated. They can worship, but defeated. Because false prophets don't have any real substance. They are going through the motions, but their God is dead and have no power. They already know there is no competition. They already know that we serve the true and the living God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Israel. Yeah, my beloved brothers and sisters, we'll walk in confidence knowing that God will answer. Do you know your God will answer when you call on him today? Do you know that you're serving the living God, the God that will answer, and the God that will answer by fire? Yes, and consume whatever is in his way. Yeah, we have the confidence of Elijah. We can walk in that same confidence today. I know I'm outnumbered, but I know that I'm on your turf, enemy. But I also know my God is a living God. I also know my God will answer. I know my God has all power in his hands. If you have the same confidence that I do, you ought to tell somebody, I know. I know my God will answer. Yes. Trying not to get too excited, but I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good right now. The doctor may say death, but my God says life. My God will answer. The boss may say fired, but my God says new business. My God will answer. Friends may say you're on your own, but lo, I am with you always. Oh, my God will, he will answer. The enemy say trapped, but God says stretch forth your rod. My God will answer. The bank may say denied, but God says approved. God will answer. I have all confidence in my God. I'm crazy enough to believe just what he said. And he said, go. And he said, confront. And he said, contest. And he said, I will conquer. I believe God. Do you believe God this Sunday morning? Elijah had so much confidence in God. He said, you go first. Amen. I don't even have to go first. I want you to go first. Because I want to see the results that you have. The prophets, they set up their altar and they set up their bullock and cut it into pieces, and they prepared them and put it on the wood. Yes, they did. And the prophets of Baal prayed and they prayed, but yet there was no answer. They got frustrated and began to jump up and down on the altar. You got to be careful of those jumping up and down on the altar. Watch out. Amen. Because, amen, they were frustrated. They didn't get an answer. They cut themselves. And yet they were still no answer. Elijah started to mock them. And he said, cry louder. Maybe Maybe he's busy. Maybe he's traveling. Maybe he's asleep. I don't know, but I'd probably do the same thing. Not out of arrogance, but out of confidence. I would have the confidence of my God on my side. Do you have the confidence of your God on your side? People are praying against you, but you got to have the confidence of your God on your side, because their God has no power. Elijah is giving the people a choice. He said, if Baal be God, then serve him. Or if the Lord God is your God, then serve him. God is not a one-night stand. But if you give God your commitment, God will commit to you. You can't ship, you can't dibble, and you can't dabble. As the old saints used to say, you can't have one foot on one side of the fence and one foot on the other. Amen. But commit to God, because it's God, the Lord God, the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob, that have all power in his hands. Elijah had to restore the altar. He had to put it back together. And when he put it back together, he dressed his bullock. And then he dug a trench around it. And he added some water. And he added water three times. Why are you adding water, Elijah? Elijah added it for the onlookers, for the crowd that are looking, because the enemy love to call God moves a trick. The enemy love a man that's looking at what God is doing and saying is some method and some motive. The enemy like to discredit what God is doing. The enemy like to, a man, turn you away from the movement of God. So Elijah added water three times. So there's no doubt what God is doing in your life. God put you in that situation where nobody can assist you but God. So you will come out and say, but God. The enemy is looking on the outside, but God is saying, keep looking, because I'm going to show you this is a child of mine. This is a child of mine. And I have my hands on him. I have my hands on her. And I'm going to show you by the miracle. You said she wouldn't have it, but she's going to get it. You said he couldn't do it, but he's going to get it. I want you to know today, you said that they won't make it, but he's going to make it, because he's a child of mine. She's a child of mine. It's a miracle that's about to take place in your life. What God is about to do in your life, what God is about to do in my life, it's going to be a miracle. Amen. And all that are looking is going to know it's God, because God put it in a situation, in a place where nobody can do it but him. What Jesus has already done, it is a miracle. Amen. Elijah prayed one time, not over and over again, but he prayed one time. I want you to know today that Elijah, when he prayed, you can pray just one time, and God will hear you. God will answer. Oh, God. Oh, yes, he will. Yes, he will. Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day
that thou art the Lord God, let it be known, and I am thy servant, and I have done all of these things at thy word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, O Lord, that this people may know that thou art Lord God, and that thou hast turned their hearts back again. God answered, yes, Lord. God answered, and he answered by fire. He consumed the sacrifice. He consumed the wood. He consumed the stones. He consumed the dust. He consumed the water that was in the trench. The people fell and began to worship. Yes, Lord, you are a conqueror. You are a conqueror. You can beat the odds. What are the odds? All you got to do is confront the odds. You contest the odds, and you will conquer the odds. Jesus was arrested by the crowd. What are the odds? They mocked him. What are the odds? They nailed his hands. What are the odds? They nailed his feet. What are the odds? They hung him high. And what are the odds? It wasn't looking too good. Amen. It was looking like my Lord was gonna die. But what are the odds? He died on the cross. But what are the odds? But that's not the end of the story. It looked like it was over. It looked like the odds was against him. But lo and behold, 3 days, he got up with all power in his hands. It looked like it was over, but he rose from the dead. What are the odds? With all power in his hands, it's looking good now. It's looking real good. The odds are looking good. He's sitting next to the Father. The odds are in his favor. The odds is in his favor. And because the odds are in his favor, it's in our favor. Tell somebody, like the old saints used to sing, victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. Salvation is mine. Oh God, we will confront, we will contest. Thank you, Jesus. And with God's help, we will conquer. Tell somebody, against all odds, I'm a winner. 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 Against all odds, I am a winner. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Most Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you now, God, for your word. Oh, God, we thank you for your blessed presence. We thank you, oh, God, for your anointing power in this place. We thank you, oh God, for the hearts has been touched, the minds that has been touched, the lives that has been changed. God, we give you the credit. We give you the honor. God, we know the odds are stacked against us in this world. For evil is all around us. Turmoil is all around us. But God, we know, God, with you, all things are possible. Oh, Father God, and we give our life to you. We give our heart to you, our minds, our souls. Father, we know, God, that we can walk in confidence of you. God, we can walk as winners because, God, you said we are more than conquerors. I thank you now. I thank you and I praise you. And I lift up holy hands to you now, God. And, oh, God, and I just accept your Holy Spirit, oh, God, that it may dwell in us and around us. And, oh, God, and just keep us. Father, we walk by faith and not by sight. Oh, God, and we just thank you for your mighty presence. God, and as we, oh, God, turn out from this service, God, we ask that you just continue, oh, God, to be with us, walk with us, teach us, and guide us along the way. Oh, God, bless us. Oh, God, bless all that are listening. Bless their homes, oh, God. Anoint them now, God, with your spirit. Oh, God, help them now, Where they're weak, strengthen them, God. Oh, God, where there's sickness, heal, God. Oh, God, we're confronting it now. We're contesting it now, God, that we may be conquerors. Oh, God, do it now. Make a way out of no way. Oh, God, where there's trouble, God, bring peace. Oh, God, where there's, oh, God, hatred, God, bring love. Where God, there's discrimination, bring unity. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just pray now in your holy name. Amen and amen. Oh, God, we just thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. If you're listening to this message now and you do not have a relationship with God, we ask that you just pray a prayer with me. Amen. If you are going through life and you're not conquering the way you feel that you ought to conquer, amen, we ask that you just get in a relationship with Christ, and Christ will give you the power to conquer. Pray this prayer. Lord, forgive me, for I have sinned. And Lord, I believe that you are human, yet you are divine. You are born of a Virgin Mary. I believe that you, oh God, that you walked on this earth and you died on the cross for my sins. I believe you got up with all power in your hands. I believe that you're sitting on the right-hand side of the Father. I believe that. Lord, save me. I believe today if you prayed that prayer and you confessed it with your mouth, believed it in your heart that you are saved. For the Bible says, if you confess it with your mouth and believe it in your heart, you are saved. My beloved brothers and sisters, grow in his grace. Walk in the confidence. Walk in the confidence of God. You can conquer the odds. You can conquer the odds with Jesus Christ. Amen. Pray my strength in the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Our benediction, may our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. God bless you. We love you. Nothing you can do about it. Jesus, I love it. See you next week. Oh, before I go, I just want to remind you, Mother's Day next Sunday, amen. Send your pictures of your mothers. If you send us one last year, we might still have it. But send it to us anyway. And if you want to make a video telling your mom Happy Mother's Day, you can send us the short video, real short now, 10, 15 seconds short. And we're going to put together a presentation. Please do that by Thursday, this coming Thursday, so we can have it together, so we can make a Mother's Day, have our Mother's Day presentation and honor our mother. So if you want to honor your mother with us, please send that. You can email that to info@triumphlife.org. info@triumphlife.org. And we will get that. We will put it into the presentation. Don't do it on Friday now. Do it by Thursday, please, ma'am, please, sir. And we will have that, and we will honor our mothers together. Amen. God bless you. Love you. See you next week.
Jesus. Thank you.